Thank you so much, everybody, for being here for this.
Required to sing opera first. Required to sing opera first. From Italy.
Yeah, from Italy. Pizza. Yeah, but as we know, there is a historical friendship with Russia and Italy, so it's a great pleasure for us to be here, for me. And as geopolitical professor, I need to focus on what is the multipolar Mediterranean. Because as we know, Mediterranean was the old center of the world. And in this sense, it's very interesting because in geopolitics, has since its foundation given a privileged space to geography, we have to consider the positioning of Europe, looking forward for a European alliance in multipolar geopolitics. So let us speak to the Mediterranean Sea. It is the heart of the so-called old world, the first Rome. Here we are in the third one. After the first Rome, built his empire through the sea. Also, if we never considered Italy and the Italian peninsula as a sea power. But it's very interesting because after the invasion, occupation of Americans, we started to consider all the Mediterranean as a zone of influence for soft power and military control by the Americans. If Alfred Mackinder, one of the fathers of American geopolitics, had been born two or three centuries earlier, he would probably set the heartland not in Eurasia, but in the Mediterranean Sea. And so he could say he who controls the Mediterranean controls the world. But the Mediterranean is not the heartland of the old world, but is the heartland of our world. For all the European, Central and South European cultures and civilizations. So taking a quick look of European history, it seems that have been always like a leitmotif for centuries for the control of the Mediterranean Sea. And this has been truly understood by Americans after World War II. And it's very important to have the control of Mediterranean because this means also to control the access to the south of the world, the global south, especially Africa. In this sense, all the European continent have a kind of block that is locking, literally, the access not only to both nations, but to both civilization. But as we know, the sea, for its definition, is multipolar. Because for the sea, we have a huge number of cultures and civilizations that can act. You know, in the past, Rome has a main enemy, Carthage, Carthagena. Today, Carthage is no more in its original place. It is misaligned. It's moved to the thalassocracies of the Anglo-Saxon and American world. And with the control that we have from NATO in Italy and the whole Mediterranean Sea, we have a kind of block for moving to the new heartland of the world, Eurasia. So because there is this misalignation, we have to consider that we need, as Western, all Western civilization, as Italians, as Europeans, and for all the peoples that are connecting in the sea, how to take back this control. Because if we don't start again to think not only as the bureaucracies, so fighting and controlling on the earth, on the ground, but also from the sea, maybe we will never have freedom back. So, what we are thinking about is a kind of Mediterranean partnership at the end of my speech, because we really hope to reaffirm in a multipolar key the importance of Mediterranean, also for Russia and for all the northern European countries to connect to the global south, passing through these all axes of the world. Such a partnership, we could say, already exists because it's NATO. NATO has a control, has a true sovereign national system in Europe. But the problem is that we don't have sovereignty in that. It's a kind of colonization. And so, with this administration and strategic control that is decentralized, because as you know, we don't have the chance to decide what to do with that partnership. Could be interesting an international agreement that would reopen the door to an enormous strengthening of alliance for a European key. With some of our friends present here today in this forum, we are thinking about a European multipolar alliance for geopolitics. That will be a kind of example at the beginning to build this partnership based on civilizations, not only on countries, on country representing. So to conclude, maybe it's difficult to think back to the Mediterranean Sea as the heart of Europe. But for sure, what we understand now is that if we want to have back our sovereignty and to open all the issues of Europe to a multipolar world, we must take back our sea. Just to conclude, we know that this link that we have with Russia, with Moscow, as the first row and the third row, I want to give you a little testimony. We all know who was Dasha Lubina. With Dasha, just before she was killed, we were friends. We were writing a book, A Rise Europe. Exactly to tell to all the youth of our big continent to come back to the proud, to take back the brave, to conquer again our continent. And this would be a true perspective for a better world, for a new kind of friendship, for opening a true multipolar set of our content. Thank you so much.